Welcome to Next Day Prep. What we are watching tomorrow. Let's get right into it. A fascinating start to the third quarter. It felt like a tale of two markets today.
It really was. The headline reads, Mega Caps Down, Broad Market Up. The quote, other 493-inch stocks in the S&P 500 finally had their day in the sun. It was a clear rotation under the surface.
And you can see it right in the numbers. The equal-weighted S&P 500 gained over 1%, while the regular, cap-weighted S&P was actually slightly negative. That's a huge divergence.
Exactly. That's the classic sign of rebalancing. Money was flowing out of the big winners. Think Nvidia, Meta, Microsoft, and into the rest of the market. Investors were broadening their horizons, helped by some optimism from the economic data.
Right, we saw the JOLTS report show a big jump in job openings, and the ISM Manufacturing Index, while still in contraction, did show a slower pace of decline.
And you can't ignore the political catalyst. The Senate passing its version of that one big, beautiful bill gave a green light for investors to look for opportunities in other areas of the economy.
But the bond market seemed a little spooked by all this. The two-year note yield jumped 5 basis points. What's that telling us?
That's the market pushing back on the idea of a July rate cut. All this positive data, plus comments from Fed Chair Powell hinting that tariffs could delay cuts and reports the tariff pause might not be extended, it all points to the Fed possibly staying on hold. That's why the two-year yield, which is sensitive to Fed policy, moved up more than the 10-year.
So good news is, bad news again.
For rate cut hopes, yes. That ISM report had a stagflationary feel to it. Prices paid went up, but new orders and employment went down. That's a very tricky environment for the Fed to navigate.
Let's talk sectors. Materials led the way, up over 2%. Healthcare also had a strong showing.
A classic rotation play. Money had to go somewhere after leaving tech and communications, which were the only two sectors in the red. Investors are betting on a stronger, broader economy, which helps materials, while healthcare offers a bit of a defensive cushion.
Now for the big losers. Tesla got hit hard, down more than 5%. What happened there?
A perfect storm for Tesla. You had Elon Musk publicly criticizing the reconciliation bill, followed immediately by the president suggesting the government might need to take a good hard look at subsidies for his companies. That's a direct political headwind you just can't ignore.
And it wasn't just Tesla. Nvidia, Meta, Microsoft, all down significantly. Apple was really the only mega cap that held up.
Apple was the bright spot, but the rest of big tech acted as a major drag. It shows that for today, leadership was anywhere but in the usual places.
So with this messy rotational picture, where are the tactical opportunities for tomorrow? Let's start with continuation plays, stocks that showed strength today and might keep running.
I'm looking at the financials. They showed a lot of resilience. A name like Capital One, ticker COF, is interesting. It showed strong volume and is pushing up against resistance around $215. If the broad market rally continues, names like this could lead.
Okay, so financials are on the continuation list. What about anticipation setups? These are names that got hit, but might be coiling for a bounce.
This might sound counterintuitive, but I'm looking right at the source of today's weakness, Nvidia. Ticker NVDA. It was down almost 3%, but it's now sitting right on a critical support level around $153.
So you're looking to buy the dip on the day's big loser?
I'm not buying blindly. I'm watching that 153 level. If buyers step in and defend that price, it could be an excellent risk-reward for a bounce back toward 155. It's an anticipation play. We're anticipating that major support holds. If it breaks, the setup is invalid.
Got it. A defined risk trade. Any other names on that anticipation list?
Amazon, ticker AMZN, is another one. It held up better than most big tech and is consolidating. If it holds above 221, it could be ready for its next leg up. We're looking for relative strength, even on a down day for the group.
Let's do some quick hits before we wrap. Any upgrades or earnings that stood out?
Well, Progress Software, PRGS, is a great lesson in market expectations. The company beat earnings and raised guidance, but the stock still fell 13%. It simply wasn't enough to please a market priced for perfection. On the upgrade front, Nike and Hasbro both got bumped to buy, which fits that theme of looking for opportunities outside of big tech.
And looking ahead, we have the ADP employment report tomorrow morning. That seems crucial.
Absolutely. The market is hanging on every piece of labor data. A strong number could fuel more rate fears, while a weak number could bring those July cut hopes right back. It's going to be a key driver for the session.
A divided market with a nervous eye on the Fed, but still pockets of opportunity. Great breakdown. That's our prep for tomorrow. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in to Next Day Prep.